With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The father of 14-year-old Colt Gray, the teen charged in the deadly school shooting in Winder, Georgia, has been arrested.
Prosecutors charging Colin Gray, 54 years old, with 4 counts of manslaughter, 2 counts of second-degree murder, and 8 counts of cruelty to children. His son, Colt Gray, charged with murder. Turns out the 14-year-old received the AR-15-style rifle from his father as a Christmas gift just 7 months after making online threats. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Colt Gray is expected to make his first court appearance later today. Former President Trump pleading not guilty to revised federal charges stemming from alleged attempts to interfere with the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. If you want to rev up the economy, tax cuts are the way to go, so says former President Trump, outlining a multifaceted plan aimed at boosting the economy should he win the White House.
The fifth pillar of my plan is to make the Trump tax cuts permanent. They are massive tax cuts, biggest ever, permanent. And to cut taxes even more.
Mr. Trump addressing the Economic Club of New York. He's also proposing creation of a commission on government spending chaired by Elon Musk. It would audit federal spending and review federal regulations. Also at SRNNews.com, Hunter Biden due for sentencing in December after entering a surprise guilty plea on federal tax evasion charges, accused of trying to avoid paying roughly $1.5 million in taxes to Uncle Sam. President Biden insisting he will not pardon Hunter or commute his son's sentence. A fire that raced through a school dorm in Kenya has killed at least 17 students, more than a dozen others seriously burned. On Wall Street, the Dow features down 115. This is SRN News. One Canadian province seeks to protect Christians.
Lawmakers in Alberta are considering a measure that would guarantee that no healthcare worker or facility would be compelled to help someone take their own life. Physician-assisted suicide is legal in Canada, and every year more and more people take their own lives. Christian doctors and nurses who don't want to participate in a patient's suicide run the risk of losing their job. The Alberta legislature is expected to take up the bill sometime this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jewish officials in New York City expressing outrage over Palestinian protests against Jewish students at the City University of New York. Several recent Jewish events have attracted pro-Palestinian demonstrators who have chanted, "Bring the war home," and brandished signs bearing an inverted triangle, the symbol of Hamas. University officials say that most of the protests took place on public property and are outside of the school's jurisdiction. This is SRN News. Another reason to make sure that you take good care of your eyes.
A new study from Johns Hopkins University School of Public Health concludes nearly 1 in 5 dementia cases could be associated with some form of vision impairment. The most well-known form of dementia is Alzheimer's disease, but the CDC notes dementia refers to a wide range of impairments to one's ability to recall, think, or make decisions. The new study offers hope that better eye health could be one way to lower the diagnosis rate. Bob Agner reporting.
Federal investigators have seized phones from New York City's police commissioner and at least 4 top deputies to Mayor Eric Adams. That's according to sources close to the case speaking with the AP. The searches add to a flurry of investigative activity around Adams' administration, his campaign, and the first-term Democrat himself. He was previously subpoenaed, and his electronic devices were seized. More details at SRNNews.com.